between drinks.
Yes, that's the answer.
Oh,
the governor of
no.
North Carolina said to the governor, we'll let the judge here decide whether or not you answered the question correctly, Miss Southwick. And now we'll go back to Team A. And ladies and gentlemen, I should like you to meet now Miss Louisville of 1947, Margaret Allen Hill. Miss Hill is all lovely in her brunette hair and a very lovely black gown. How old are you, Miss Hill?
I'm 20.
20. And you live in Louisville, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Do you work?
No, I go to school. I'm a senior at Northwestern.
Oh, up there in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
In Evanston, rather, that
That's
is.
Right.
What is your life's ambition, Miss Hill?
Radio.
Oh, radio. Dare I ask you what you want to do besides speak?
I'd like to sing.
You'd like to sing?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I heard somebody in the audience say we could make such a beautiful chorus together. All three fellows said that at one time. Well, Miss Hill, I think maybe we'll get to our question for you. Did you think the questions are rather difficult up to now?
Well, I didn't know either one, but they're not hard.
They're not hard at all. Well, this is a very simple question. You say you're 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Did the French and Indian War take place before... Did the French and Indian War take place before or after the American Revolution?
After.
It took place after the
American... No, it took... Wait a minute. It took place before.
You see, a woman can change her mind. Yes, it took place before, and you were so clever to know that it was exactly 12, didn't you? You were holding up both your hands. Well, that was 10. Oh, well, anyway, 12 years before the revolution, exactly in 1763. And since it took place in 1763 and it was 12 years before, what was the date of the American Revolution, Miss Hill? You can figure that right out.
1775.
In your 1775, that's right. Thank you, Miss Louisville. Now let's go to the other side, Team B. And ladies and gentlemen, I should like to have you meet now from Chicago, Miss Chicago, the state of Illinois, Joan Hyatt. Joan Hyatt. Joan, how old are you?
I'm 19.
19? Do you want to get a little closer to the microphone? Just that's about the distance. Are you going to school now?
Yes, I am.
And what is your life's ambition?
Well, I hope to be a light opera singer.
Oh, a light opera singer?
Or musical comedy.
Mm-hmm. Make heavy sugar and light opera singing. That's what some of them do. I asked one of the girls a question like this, and it rather embarrassed her. I don't know whether it will you or not. Do you have any man who follows you around?
Oh, no.
None at all?
Uh-uh.
Well, we'll give you a guard as you leave the auditorium here tonight. Joan, I don't think you'll find this question very difficult. You took history at school, didn't you?
Yes.
And in light opera singing, you'll have to use many languages, and this is a question concerning French. It's not language at all. It's merely who crowned Napoleon Emperor of France? Who crowned Napoleon Emperor of France?
The French people.
The French people. That's a very good answer. Napoleon was a member of the French people, and he crowned himself, saying that no one is great enough to crown Napoleon.
Oh.
That's absolutely right. Where did they pick up these answers and get them around them so correctly, I don't know. Was Napoleon married? Well, he was crowned. Yes, he must have been married. All right. Now we'll have you meet, ladies and gentlemen, from Team A, and it seems that I'm seeing double because we have two of them here, the Misses Chattanooga and Tennessee, Jean and Jane Cunningham, ladies and gentlemen. This probably sounds just a mite bit confusing to our listeners, the Mrs. Cunningham. Would you tell us all about it? How does it happen that the two of you are representing one great state? Which one are you?
I'm Jean.
You're Jean. Would you speak for Jean and Jane, then? Jean is this one. Jane is the other one. That's for the people outside who can't see either one of you. Jane is the other one, and I can't tell them anyway, so...
You're getting me mixed up.
Which wouldn't be bad. All right, your name is Jean.
That's right.
Would you tell us how this happened that the two of you represent Tennessee, then?
In Chattanooga, Tennessee,
yes.
Where we live,
uh-huh.
we had a contest August 8th, which ran for Miss Tennessee pageant.
You ran for Miss Tennessee?
Well, we were nearly late.
Oh, you were nearly late.
Well, we were.
Thank you, script writers. All right, would you continue, Jean?
And, we were lucky.
You were?
We were, really. Uh-huh. And we were both chosen Miss Tennessee because we went in as a single entry. And we were both Miss Tennessee, but the Miss Chattanooga pageant which was before that, we were both Miss Chattanooga.
Oh, you were both